4, CPA Mobile.
Rutherford Road.
I hear a station in there, because you're down in the noise.
It's not going to get very much better, right?
Well, that transmission was better.
Doing this?
Pretty good. Went to the dentist this morning, got my teeth cleaned, and...
A quarter of a mile.
Oh, shoot. Everything's, sorry about that, it's my GPS. Everything was good, and now I'm going to pick up some hinges that I've been needing to get to put up a corner cabinet. It used to be a Lazy Susan, and we took that out because it really wastes a lot of the room that's in there. And then we redid the cabinets. we threw the hardware away, so I got to go and buy some more hinges for it so we can put the doors back on.
Hey, that's what always happens with screws and hardware and other miscellaneous bits. You always either throw them out or they get lost.
I guess it could be worse. I mean, these hinges aren't very expensive, and so I just need to get them and put them on. The holes are already drilled in the cabinet for them, so I just have to lay it in there and screw the hinges into the door, and then screw the other side of the hinge onto the cabinet itself. So it shouldn't take long. I say that, and sure as heck, I'll probably run into a problem. But but anyway.
Twice as long as you planned, or, you know, three times as long as it should. I still got to unclog my kitchen sink. I still don't have a working kitchen sink. But I pulled out the drain pipe and the trap, and I can't get the snake to go in the right direction or make that turn to get down the main drain pipe. So, you know, it's always these little annoyances.
It's frustrating. I've run into that before. I've got a snake. It's a manual, kind of the El Cheapo version. And it's only about, I don't know, I guess it's probably 15 feet long, 15, 20 feet maybe. But, it has helped on occasion, but anyway, well, those are always a pain. All right, well, I'm getting ready to arrive here, and I need to look at my GPS here, so I better sign with you. But anyway, good to talk to you, Glenn, and we'll talk to you later, KB4CBA.
Keep your eye on the road and try not to get lost. And we'll talk to you later. I'll be clear.
4QUL, KSB.
For QUL, K82, BNG. I got your call sign, so I guess it's working then.
Yep, it's me, radio running through the channels, and wanted to see if this one was getting in there.
Problem is me, not you. You sound okay.
This is KO4, GUL, clear.
Kilo, is this 4, Mike?
4M, K82, BNG. How you doing?
I'm good, Glenn. How about you?
Not bad. Things are finally... property I have to put right now, having all the everything demolished, I'll have to rebuild. Really old trailer, I just had to go, so I'm having to tear it out.
I just got in the middle of a bunch of tractors and trailers here on the interstate, and I was trying to watch what I was doing.
I don't want to make the mistake of ignoring the road. But, yeah, so, you know, I'm trying to take some of these, I'm trying to take this one worthless rental property and try to beat it back in shape to where it's first demolish, and then figure out what you're going to build and how you're going to build it.
That same property that I told you you'd like to put up a trail cam monitor down there. You had all the men wanted to visit or leave it.
On that for sale sign, what's going on here? It's the one in Clinton that had the four trailers on it. And,
you have to give me a yield next time you get down toward Clinton.
Oh, well, I'm here now, but... Why, what do you need in Clinton?
Left there, heading up to 26.
Oh, the area.
The wind was blowing that bad, but apparently it is. It's blowing these trucks all over the road.
It is windy. So... I see a for sale sign, and it could be that house that was just recently re-renovated, or it could be the one whose driveway I'm sitting in. It's kind of between the two properties. You know, you never know. Even if you're not in the market for property, it never helps to, it's always a good thing to look.
I just hadn't never had the money that I could do anything with it.
I'm angry about a couple of things I missed. Because I didn't move fast enough.
A story of my life. I always have to try to push together all my pennies and dimes, and then by the time I get it done, whatever I wanted to buy is already gone.
But, you know, it happened to me just last week. There's this property 5 minutes away from me in Gray Court that I could have gotten for $20,000. And I only just happened to stumble across it. Because instead of going up Main Street and then turning on the Highway 14, on this one particular day, I said to myself, let's continue up Main Street and see what's going on. And I happened to see a for sale sign on this property that looked like it had been long abandoned. And, you know, I should have called right from the car. I should have called that number. I had my smartphone. I could have looked up all the property information. And I could have, it turns out they wanted 20 grand for it. I mean, you can't get a car for 20 grand.
Wow. So, you live down in Gray Court? I thought you were more Port Simpsonville.
Right now I'm in Clinton. Because as I said, I'm coming over here to inspect the, what's going on with all this.
I'm in Gray Court, usually, if not every day, every other day. So, I go down and manage property for K&4 LBO that lives right where Gray Court, Lawrence, and Hickory Tavern come together.
Hickory Tavern, and yeah, okay, out there in Horsey Country. Yeah, I'm actually close to whatever passes for the center of town. And that's where this particular property was, which means I have things like a sewer system, which is not common in any of Gray Courts. But, yeah, I mean, the house was a wreck. The house is unsalvageable. You know, the realtor even told me that. And he said, oh, you're going to spend 15 or 20 grand just to knock the house down. And I started thinking, I'm looking up the aerial photos, and I'm saying, this is a double-wide lot. This forest to the left here is part of this property. I'm not going to knock nothing down. I'm just going to build around it. But, you know, it doesn't matter anyway because I didn't act fast enough. If I had gotten back there, like, an hour or two later with the money, I would have had it, which I could easily have done.
Yeah, brother-in-law owns the Highway 14 quick stop there in Owens.
Okay, I think I know the one you mean. Yeah, in Owings, it's on Highway 14.
See sometime and we had to meet maybe at the House of Pizza for lunch or something.
To do that, is your address on QRZ current? We can do that sometime. What the heck is in these plants or bushes that half my skin just broke out in hives? I took a tumble into a bunch of bushes.
The boss lady calling. I'm going to step off here and take this, and I will, I'll get back with you here in a few minutes. 73, KZ4M.
Talk to you in a bit. 73.